Sweepstakes leaders call anti-sweeps campaign an anti-competitive push. Executives blame competition, not consumer protection, for 2025 push against sweepstakes casinos. Senior executives in the sweepstakes casino sector told industry peers last week that growing political and regulatory pressure on their business is motivated more by competitive concerns than by shortcomings in player safety or age verification. The comments came at the online social games expo convened by the Social Gaming Leadership Alliance after sweepstakes representatives were excluded from a panel at the Global Gaming Expo. VGW and SGLA frame opposition as market protectionism. Derek Brinkman, executive product advisor at VGW, the operator behind Chumba Casino, Lucky Land Slots, and Global Poker, said critics backing legislative and regulatory action are primarily seeking to limit competition. Brinkman argued sponsors of the anti-sweeps campaign are using public concerns about consumer safeguards as a pretext to remove rivals from markets where social and video gaming have grown rapidly in recent years. California ban highlights the dispute. The debate was underscored by California's Assembly Bill 831, which passed the state legislature on September 12, 2025, and was signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. The law will render sweepstakes casino models illegal in California as of January 1, 2026. The primary tribal backer of AB 831 was the Yuhavia Tom of San Manuel Nation, YSMN, owner of Yamava Resort and Casino and the online social casino, Play.Yamava. Tribe defends Play.Yamava. Operators point to tailored legislative language, tribal leaders, and their attorneys say Play.Yamava is a social casino distinct from sweepstakes operators, noting the platform uses a single in-game currency that can lead to rewards such as retail casino credits, rather than the dual currency structure used by many sweepstakes sites. Opponents in the sweepstakes sector counter that AB 831's authors deliberately used narrowly crafted language, for example, around dual currency mechanics, to exempt certain tribal social casinos while excluding independent sweepstakes operators from the market. Legal and political lines are increasingly drawn. Scott Crowell, a tribal gaming lawyer, has publicly argued that equating Play.Yamava with sweepstakes sites is inaccurate, calling such comparisons unfounded. Victor Roca, chair of the Indian Gaming Association and a vocal critic of sweepstakes gaming, has also dismissed the claim that tribal social casinos are equivalent to sweepstakes operators. Social casino incumbents seen as major drivers of change. Beyond tribal sponsors, established social casino companies have been visible in state hearings this year. Light and Wonder, which operates the SciPlay social gaming business, has pointed to sweepstakes gaming as a competitive threat. In its second quarter investor update, CEO Matthew Wilson attributed part of SciPlay's year-on-year softness to the rise of sweepstakes sites and said the company had seen revenue improvements in jurisdictions that took action against sweepstakes offerings. Industry players present contrasting compliance narratives. Sweepstakes operators argue they adhere to robust age verification and responsible gaming standards that meet or exceed norms applied to real money online gaming, while critics characterize the model as unregulated and untaxed online gambling. That tension, consumer protection versus market access, is at the heart of legislative debates across multiple U.S. states in 2025. Broader implications and outlook. Industry observers say the current wave of action could presage a broader pattern. Politically connected incumbents and tribal gaming interests pushing to preserve market share, while sweepstakes companies lobby to defend what they describe as lawful promotional models. If other jurisdictions follow California's lead, social casino operators could see short-term benefits, while sweepstakes firms may seek litigation, regulatory clarifications, or new state-level compromises. What to watch next? Key developments to monitor include legal challenges to state bans, enforcement guidance from state gaming regulators on definitions and currency mechanics, and any federal interest in setting baseline rules for online promotions and gaming. Stakeholders from the Seminole Tribe of Florida to publicly traded social gaming firms will likely remain active in shaping outcomes, and industry groups such as the Social Gaming Leadership Alliance are expected to continue advocacy and public engagement. For now, the dispute remains framed by two competing narratives. Proponents of bans argue they are protecting consumers and tribal gaming exclusivity, while sweepstakes executives say the measures amount to targeted, anti-competitive policy designed to limit rivals' market access.